We are fast approaching a war of giant proportions. Many parents shall weep tears of great sorrow at the loss of their sons. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to St. Luke. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my sake. It will lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience, you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1st, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Jesus is pointing up to the sky on our right side, his left side, and high up in the sky, there's forming a bull with a cross on the top. But the bull is all black, and underneath it, there are flames forming under the bull. It's very awful, horrible looking. It's frightening that these flames are now reaching up to the bull. Now Our Lady is motioning to me, and she's placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and my child Veronica, we hasten to bring you here this evening in your ill state, because of the urgency of what is to take place within your world. There is only one recourse to hold back the flames, my child, that you have viewed. That is an outpouring to heaven of penance and prayer and sacrifice. Your world is heading towards a cataclysm of massive proportion. Many parents shall lose their sons and shall cry to heaven, why, oh, why has this come upon our world? Oh, my children, how often have I appealed to you to listen to my words of caution and warning? I have tried through countless earth years to guide you away from this cataclysm. But no, so many have chosen to ignore my warnings. These warnings came from all heaven. The Eternal Father, who watches and knows all that has taken place, that will take place, and that has been taking place. Oh, my children, so much is in store for you in heaven, and yet so many shall not see these pearls. My child, you must hasten to get all of the messages out as quickly as possible. Your country, my child and my children, will lose a great statesman. You must pray for all of the leaders of the nations of the world and pray for your country, the United States and Canada. You understand, my child, that there are instruments of destruction now created from the mind of Satan, using the fallen nature of mankind to prey upon the weak and to use them to bring forward missiles of destruction. Oh, my child, I realize your debilitated state this evening, but you must understand, my child, that for the great graces extended to you, much is expected of you, and you will suffer much, my child, even in the future. You will now take 3 photographs, but they must be kept secret. I must caution you again, my child, for I realize that it is difficult for you to keep a secret, but not one word must be spoken of these photographs, my child. We trust you.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On May 30th, 1981, Our Lady said, quote, earthquakes in your country, the United States, extending up through Canada, earthquakes in places never known to exist or the possibility of, and they will know it comes but from the hand of God. Famine, starvation, your crops will rot, the heat will burn, and the cattle will starve, unquote. We've discovered a very interesting book titled Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down. This book is the most comprehensive and prepared resources ever published. When disaster strikes, you need to have your own food and emergency supplies. It is an indispensable guide for in-home food storage. It tells what to store, how much you need to store, and most important, where to get it. It shows how to prepare and maintain your emergency action kit. It tells where to buy dried foods, dehydrator, first aid supplies, alternative medicines, non-hybrid seeds, vitamin supplements, power generators, water purifiers, and hundreds of other essential items for your family in these end times. It has approximately 550 pages. It lists over 5,000 U.S. and Canadian suppliers of preparedness products. It has discount coupons worth hundreds of dollars and free sample offers. The title again of this book is Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down. It costs $30 plus $6 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Order it today and don't get caught with your pantry down. in the past week, the number of holy hours before Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 52 for a grand total of 42,186 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. I have a story here about a Spanish Poor Clare nun who loved to make visits to the Most Blessed Sacrament. Asked by the other nuns, what did she do during these long silent hours? She answered, "I could kneel there forever, and why not? God is there. You wonder what I do in the presence of God? I marvel, I love, I thank, I beg. What does a tramp do when he meets a millionaire? A sick man when he sees a doctor. A starving man when he sees food. What does a dry-throated hiker do at the drinking fountain?" These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. We also are very happy to announce that we have a new word search capability on the prophecies of the internet and the Bible. Or you can also search the entire site. Search such words as wars, AIDS, floods, earthquakes, Satan, comet, sex, purgatory, plagues, food, famine, third secret of Fatima, and so on. Look at this website, www.tldm.org, for the fantastic, miraculous picture, Jacinta 1972, which has the date of the coming great chastisement. Take a look for some clues and prophecies about this most famous picture. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 1st, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is looking over to the right and to the left, and he's smiling. He seems to be very pleased. He said, "Oh, he's smiling." Now as Jesus is coming forward, he's floating forward. He's just above Our Lady's statue. And he's placing now his first finger to his lips. "My child, I will not enlarge upon my mother's counsel to you this evening. However, I must repeat this, that your country and the nations of the world are in dire distress and in danger of a giant, terrible crisis, a giant destruction upon you and all mankind. I say this in comparison to size. I use the word giant for one reason, that others who have heard my counsel and did not listen, perhaps could not understand my wording. Therefore, I say like a giant walking among mankind, there shall be this conflagration. Many parents shall weep tears of great sorrow at the loss of their sons. I have warned you that you are fast approaching a war of giant proportions, my children. And I warn you again that unless there is restitution made for the sins of mankind to the Eternal Father, we will not turn our backs, but we will not stop the advance of country upon country and nation upon nation until the whole world shall be engrossed in a major world war. Oh, my children, you have deafened your ears, deadened your hearts. You are like bodies, living bodies and dead souls. Oh, my children, how many words must go out to you from seers throughout countless nations in the world before you will listen? I repeat what my mother has said to you. A statesman will be removed from among you. And then what will happen? My child, you will continue to hasten the sending out, the dispersal of the message throughout the world. Do not slacken in your pace, because there is little time left. The world must now give itself over to penance, great penance. But this penance shall go much farther than we would have wished to see upon our children. That is why, my child, you are called here this evening. I know of your weakened condition, but it was necessary that you warn the world now that there is little time left. My children, we have in heaven beauties beyond all human knowledge. We have in heaven the ultimate joy and the ultimate expectation of anything man could conceive in his human mind. Are you going to cast this all aside for a few short years upon earth? Is this worth casting aside for? Think, my children, before it is too late. Many of you who hear my words will not be ready. I say not be ready unless you protect yourselves by a constant vigilance of prayer. You will not be ready when you are called unexpectedly. Many shall be removed from the earth very soon, and many will not be ready. My child and my children, you cannot, and I shall not burden your minds with the manner in which heaven deems it necessary to allow the world to continue. You understand, my child and my children, that no one will fall into hell unless it is of his own free will. I assure you also that no one will go to hell unless they lead themselves there and have preferred the pleasures of this world, your earth, and not counting their blessings on the road to heaven, but following all the pleasures that lead to damnation in this world, your earth. Remember, my children, love is the outstanding word being used in your world today, but so few know the true meaning of love. So few have practiced the true meaning of love. For much of this in your world, my children, is based on self-love. You will all continue a constant vigilance of prayer, bead to bead, rosary to rosary, going throughout the world, nation to nation, and with the cooperation of all good souls. There is still time, although very little time is left. There is still time to hold back the destruction.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on October 1st, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from Pennsylvania. Here is my testimony. Ever since I was a little baby, I wore glasses. I needed them because I had very bad eyesight. The doctors told my parents that glasses were a must. And when I was 2 years old, I got surgery on my left eye. The surgery had straightened out my eye, but my vision was poor, and I was going to have to wear, be supported by glasses. Now, no other way. As I was growing up, I despised glasses. They made me look so funny, and but for some reason, I despised them, and I didn't want to wear them anymore. My mother took my sister and I to Bayside a few times, and I prayed very hard to our Blessed Mother that I wouldn't have to wear glasses, that she would make my eyes strong. I was putting the rose petal on my eyes and praying to our Blessed Mother so that my eyes would get stronger. Well, in 1983, I was 15 years old and 10th grade, and walking home from school one day, my glasses fell off and broke. At first, I was frightened, and I didn't know where I could get another pair of glasses. I didn't realize that this was a sign from Our Lady of the Roses curing my eyes. I went home, and I was crying to my mother, telling her about what happened. And she didn't realize this was the cure either. So she told me she would try to fix them and get another pair. So I had to go to school without my glasses. First, I was struggling to see my book and the blackboard. But the blurriness went away. And finally, I finished my sophomore year and second year in school without glasses. It has been 10 years since this miracle cure. I just want to thank Our Lady of the Roses and the rose petal. Without the rose petal and Bayside, this cure would have been impossible. And then that is fine. Now I have another party here. Parties from Pennsylvania also. To Our Lady's workers, I am writing this letter as a testimony of the miraculous healing that Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses performed on my 80-year-old aunt. About 4 years ago, I heard about the apparitions at Bayside, and although I am a Roman Catholic, I did not at that time entirely believe in them or receive information about them with any great enthusiasm. I even kidded about them to friends, and I neglected to mention that prior to this, I had not always gone to Mass or received the sacraments as I should have been doing. Then one day, I was praying. I turned my life over to God, and I asked him that he let me know what I am to do for him. He did not disappoint me, since after that, he gave me the grace to pray with increased devotion. I started attending the Masses and receiving the sacraments regularly. Sometime later, about a year or so, when I had forgotten my friend had told me about the apparitions at Bayside, I received a pamphlet in the mail advertising mystic and religious happenings. One thing led to another. Before long, I wrote to Our Lady's workers for further information and video cassettes. After I received the vigil's calendar, I went to the Vatican Pavilion site and prayed the rosary. This was just the beginning of one of the many times I was to return to pray. In many of my visits, I had also been fortunate to receive the religious miraculous photos. At one of the vigils, I remember leaving a list of long petitions for healing and special help for the aging and ailing members of my family. Sometime later, I convinced my 80-year-old aunt and my mother to come to the vigils. After another vigil to Bayside, this aunt, who has glaucoma, was discovered to have breast cancer, which had spread to her liver and her bones. The doctor had given her 8 months to a year to live. After a year of bringing her to chemotherapy, I noticed that her rosary had turned to gold. I reminded her that this was Jesus and our Blessed Mother's way of letting her know that she would be healed. This past August, she underwent a very batter of tests in order to see how far the cancer had progressed, and it was gone from her liver, her bones, and her breast. I praise God and honor our Blessed Mother every day for this great miracle by saying the rosary daily. I continue to tell friends and members of my family about all that has happened and feel confident that this is just the beginning of the wonderful things that God has in store for those who believe in Him and do His will. Gratefully and acknowledge this miracle, I remain. And also there's a copy of the doctor's statement below acknowledging the cure. And that's all I have today. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.